I'll give you the invitation song when we get to it on the slide. I don't even remember what it is, but we'll get to it. Improving worship, the singing. I'm not here today to butcher the song leaders. I'm not here to bash the members in singing. There is, however, in worship, this one aspect. While the preacher does the talking, and while the men who lead the prayers open their mouth and say what they say, leading us in prayer, while we, as Christians, do observe the Lord's Supper, but that's a silent thing, and we give of our means, the one time, every member of the church can open their mouth, and as we say in the South, and let it fly, is in the singing. There won't be any preaching in heaven, according to what I've studied in the Scripture. There won't be any prayer as we pray now. We'll be talking to God direct. There won't be any taking the Lord's Supper. We do show the Lord's death till He come. There won't be giving of our means. There won't be any means left, by the way. There will be singing. How do you improve this? First of all, let me say something to the congregation. Hebrews 2, verse 12, is a quote from the book of Psalms, referring to Jesus, not referring to the singers in the book of Psalms, referring to Jesus. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise. Jesus. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. No, that would be preaching. That would be through the Word of God as it's preached. Talking to the brethren. Talk about God. Appreciate God. But when we sing, while we don't hear Him sing in heaven, He is singing. You imagine what Jesus' voice sounds like. He sings in the midst of the church. I'll sing praise. Praise. That's hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. Holy, holy, holy. When Jesus went through the old rugged cross, there is an understanding that there is a value that comes out of the voice of our Lord. What should the redeemed of Christ do in singing? Put your heart in it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Put your heart in it. A lot of things you can be doing on a Sunday. By the way, just driving from the house down here, saw a lot of things, didn't you? A lot of times it looks like people don't understand. In the day of judgment, of which we're preparing for, and we'll all be there, and they'll all be there, what do we wish we'd been doing? Looking back. Wished I'd understood more, wished I'd applied more, wished I'd appreciated more. But we have a chance. We have an opportunity here. The heart of singing is found in Ephesians 5, 18 and 19, Colossians 3, 16. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. The word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Grace, thanksgiving. A time to give thanks to God in singing, in the words of songs. By the way, to the congregation, and this is to help the song leaders out, all of them. As a matter of fact, I noticed while I was standing up here leading and singing, some of you held the song book up. Now, I know this thing is like 15 pounds, or probably feels like 15 tons, right? But hold your head up. Okay, when you're singing down at the floor, it won't bounce off this carpet and up. Hold your head up. Okay. Also, when a song leader slows a song down, that's his priority. I mean, that's his prerogative. If he speeds it up, that's his prerogative. By the way, songs were oftentimes written. Yes, the notes are there and the words are there. We are to sing the words together, try to sing the notes together. But song leaders have a little leeway in the way they want to lead a song, whether softly or loudly or real loud. As a matter of fact, I guess the song that this congregation and really our brotherhood sings the best is what is that song? It says, "There is beyond the azure blue, God concealed from human sight. There is a God. He is alive. And I remember before we got here to this auditorium, before it was completed, we had a Sunday night service here, and we actually just had singing in here, just that concrete floor. If you remember, just brought your old folding chairs or your camp chairs or whatever. That's the last song we sung. That's the one I remember where everybody, as we say in the South, just opened up and let it fly. But what is it? It's not so much music to our ears, though it is. It's music to God Almighty. Oh, by the way, sing from in here. Sing from in here. Sometimes song leaders may try to portray that in the way they're singing. Try to mimic that. Sing from your heart. Someone says, well, Brother Clark, I can't sing a lick. Well, make a joyful noise. You know, Psalm 66, verse 1 says this, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. There are people who are born with a talent to sing. That's just a God-given talent. Use that talent. There are some who are not necessarily born with it, but they can develop an ear for it and pick up on it. By the way, when I was a small child, I obviously used to sit next to my mother, or our mother, I would say, Phyllis and mine's mother. And mother sang alto. Well, before my voice changed, I could sing alto. The song leader always sang soprano, so it's nothing to mimic the song leader to sing soprano. And then there was a gentleman in the audience. By the way, he preaches now for the Neal Church of Christ. His name is Nicky Presnell. And Nicky sang tenor. Well, alto is actually high to tenor. And so I wanted to go sit beside Nicky. I didn't sit beside my mother. I wanted to go sit beside Nicky Presnell. Okay? This is when I was starting to learn how to read music. By the way, you don't have to learn how to read music to be able to sing. Sit beside someone who sings the part you want to learn and mimic it. And that's what I did. I'd sit beside Nicky and he would sing. And by the way, he would not sing, he sang. He was a singer. Okay? And you listen to that. And by the way, you may flat, sharp, bust it, whatever. Keep sitting beside. By the way, he makes you sound good, don't he? Because he was loud. And there were songs in the songbook that had tenor leads in them. Like the new song has a tenor lead in the chorus. Nicky Presnell was the only tenor singer, true tenor singer, we had in the whole congregation in Austinville. And when it came to the tenor line, he's the only one that sang out because he was the only one that sang the tenor side. So all of a sudden, certain men decided to want to say, by the way, if you grow up and be a man, guys, everybody wants to sing bass. You know the old song, Daddy sang bass. Mama sang tenor. Me and little brother, we join right in there. You know that song, right? Daddy sings bass. Before your voice changes as a guy, all of a sudden you can hit those high notes, and all of a sudden you can hit the low ones. A lot of bass leads in the chorus in our song. Salvation has been brought down, has a bass lead in it. Okay, each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. That was Pam's father's favorite song when he led it. By the way, Pam's dad sang tenor. If you're a tenor singer, leading singing is easy. It's easy because you can hit all the high notes and not squeak. If you're a bass singer, it's a little bit tougher. Because while you can hit the low notes easily, the high notes become tough. By the way, listen to the song leader. Watch him. He may slow down. He may pick up. He may actually say, let's sing softly. Softly. By the way, not all songs are to be loud. When you're praying to God, are you shouting when you're praying to God? No. What are you doing? You're speaking, as it were, conversational tone of voice. A lot of the songs in our songbook are prayers. What might be a means of interpreting that song in the nuance of its meaning? You might lead it a little bit softer, maybe a little bit slower, more meditative in the approach of leading the singing. By the way, as an audience, don't lead the singing from the audience. That's why the guy's up here leading the singing. Okay? I call them Sharon and Sharon. Sharon Stovall Bailey then. She was Sharon Stovall when I first met her. And Sharon Newsom Hatfield now. Sharon and I were in chorale together at Fried Hardeman. I learned a lot about singing in the group we were in. I guess we all knew how to sing to a degree. But this guy had a PhD in music, Arthur Sharon. And when he would direct singing, he intended for you to follow him. And I thought, well, I'm just going to sing. By the way, how'd that work out, Sharon and Sharon, if you did your own thing? Because Sharon Hatfield, she could get right in his face and let him hear about it. But the idea was, there is a sound he wanted to portray in choral music. By the way, the whole church is a chorus. Entire church is a chorus. It's the way God intended for it to be. And so we all sing. Okay? You might want to learn a part. By the way, all of our songs in these song books, they are in four parts. Soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Okay? As a matter of fact, sing them in the shower. I guess one of the things about the heart of singing is, how do you improve on singing? Best way I know to do it, practice, practice, practice. Just keep on singing. Keep on singing. Just keep on doing it. Okay? And song leaders to the audience. When you're leading singing, particularly as it relates to worship, now, like there are a lot of songs in our songbook that have all kind of settings behind them. Not all the songs in our songbook are set to worship. Because worship is man to God. We're here to worship God. I don't know if it's in this songbook. I didn't look. But there's a song in the songbook called Precious Memories. You know, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. That's not a song of worship, though it is a song. Okay? It's a song of remembrance about your home life. Now, there's settings for that. Funerals. You know, that's the kind of song you might sing at a funeral. But on that first day of the week, on Sunday morning, when you're leading singing, try to select songs that take this audience and lift them up before the throne of God Almighty. Sing songs of praise to God. Worship to God. Number 12. This is right out of Psalm 148. Matter of fact, most of the words here could almost be specific lines of Scripture. Okay, sing out as we will sing fairly loud on this song. Okay, and as they say in the South, let's not drag it, because that tends to hurt singing as well. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, O ye heavens of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praise His great Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, presses greatest judges all. Praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praise His great Jehovah, for His name alone is high.
And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
Follow the leader. Understand? Follow the leader. Next song, 316. There's some songs in the song book you have to sing every stanza, because every stanza builds on the next one. This is one of those songs. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, Paul said, "The love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge. If one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they that live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again."
Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, "All of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee." When I proudly said to Jesus, "All of self and none of thee," yet he found me, I beheld him bleeding on the accursed tree, and my wistful heart said faintly, "Some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee." And my wistful heart said faintly, "Some of self and some of thee." Day by day His tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, "Less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee." Brought me lower while I whispered, "Less of self and more of thee." Higher than the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee. Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee.
671. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2, verse 12, down to verse 13, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not so much in my presence, as much more in my absence, work out your own salvation through fear and trembling. For it is God who both wills and to do his good pleasure," both to will and to do. The will of God, the will of Christ, Prince of Peace, control my will. We'll sing the first and the second stanza, first and last stanza of this song. By the way, sing this softly. This is a prayer meditated. It's actually a man approaching Christ, as it were, at the right hand of God to actually take control of life.
Prince of Peace, control my will. Bend my struggling heart, be still. Bend my fears and doubting cease. Hush my spirit into peace. Savior, at thy feet I fall. Thou my life, my God, my all. Let thy happy servant be one forevermore with thee.
Invitation song 867. 867. Luke 15. The Bible says the prodigal in the far country, low point in life, when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father have bread enough in despair, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and say, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight, no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me a hired servant." And he arose and went. The father saw him afar off and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Tim and Larry will be down front. I will sing this song. If you're subject to heaven's invitation to obey the gospel today, to evaluate.